Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, a painful reality about life is that sometimes bad things happen to good people. You know, sometimes you can do everything right. Sometimes you can put the work in, put the effort in, and sometimes you're just not rewarded for it. Sometimes you're just not rewarded for it. And
thank you for talking about all radio producers out there.
I was obviously talking about you, except for.
No, I'm rewarded constantly. I shouldn't have said all.
Sure, your work.
All with other. Me. Yeah, there's that.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Sometimes you can put in all the work. You can do all the right things. And yet you're just not rewarded. You're just not rewarded for it. Like, for instance, yesterday, I had a great day yesterday. Did all the right things. Went to the doctor yesterday to look after my health. Went to the nutritionist yesterday to check in on my eating so I can take care of myself. Went and did some extra things here and there for the fiance, not requested by her, so that when she got home from work, she'd be able to go, oh, this is very nice, and relax a little bit. I did all these things yesterday. I did not even take a nap yesterday, okay? I did everything right. And then after putting all that work in, I stayed up last night to watch the Pelicans and the Thunder, and my team got destroyed in front of my very eyes after they coulda, shoulda, woulda won game one. After I thought they did everything that they could do, and unfortunately a bad bounce of the basketball down the stretch cost them their ability to win the game, I thought for just the briefest of seconds there, hey, we got a shot here, fellas. We got a chance. And hey, as the Beatles once said, all we are asking is give the Pelicans a chance. I think that's how that song went.
Yeah, I think Ringo had something to do with that. You know, I was going to play the crying sounder. I don't even have the heart. I don't.
I think it would have been the first time that you actually hurt my feelings with the sound clip there. I stayed up. I thought, hey, the boys came out last game, game one. The boys came out and put some good work together. Maybe they found something here. Maybe they got something going here. Maybe we've given ourselves a shot in this series. Even Mario, hating-ass Mario, who, as you can pick up from his name, is a hater. Even hating-ass Mario texted me yesterday, and he said, yo, I think I'm going Pellies plus 7.5 tonight. I think it's a good bet. I might go money line. And I was like, hey, they've even won over the Hayton one. Like, we've given ourselves a chance. What a bleep show that was.
All right. At the risk of actually getting the hate, is it time to move on from Zion? Because you can't count on him. This is when you need him the most, and you can't count on him. You couldn't count on him last year. You couldn't count on him on the year before. Why take the salary hit that you're taking from a guy who's not going to be there when you need him the most? I'm just maybe it's time to move on, because you're doing pretty well without him. I know you got your butts beat last night, but you're in the other game without him. It just is it time to go, all right, we need someone who's actually going to be here. Maybe not as good as him, but actually on the floor and participating.
If he didn't play the whole, if this guy would have missed like half the regular season again, and you're the 8 seed because he missed half the regular season, then I would say yes. The guy played the entire regular season, and if he doesn't jump one weird way, he's playing. And if he doesn't jump one weird way and he's playing, this series is 1-1. New Orleans wins game one. They probably lose last night, because last night the Thunder decided that they were just going to be an offensive juggernaut. There was nothing that we could do last night. One-man game, two-man game, three-man triangle, five-on-five. It did not matter what we forced the Thunder to do.
They're showing highlights now, and it looks pretty effortless.
Bro, they were knocking down OKC. Everything. Yeah. I mean, everything. Like, there was nothing that we could do last night. In fact, there was here, I'll even take off the bias hat for a minute. Dude, we were getting calls last night, and they were still beating our ass. We were getting, the whistles were in our favor as the road team last night, and we were still getting our asses whooped.
You think the refs felt sorry?
I don't know, because again, like I go back to game one. Lonzo, if I told you the results of game one were flipped and it was 1-0 Pelicans coming into this one, then this would have made sense, much like it did with Miami and Boston last night.
Miami and Boston, yeah.
Yeah. This performance from Oakland, and this is why I went from last night in one half of basketball. I went from, I think the Thunder are far and away the most overrated team in the West, to that team can beat Denver. If that team plays that basketball against Denver and they do it consistently, even every other game, that team can beat Denver.
It looks like Holmgren did the whole thing with his eyes closed, like he was sleepy. He looked really sleepy.
Bro.
You think that's what it is?
No, I don't.
I believe the testing is not that stringent when it comes to that in the NBA, so it is a possibility. I thought he looked bored, but
dude,
which is horrible.
It was easy for him last night, man. It was easy for him last night. He wasn't even uncomfortable, man. He looked like it was just, he'd go to work, right? Lunch pail mentality. Blue collar lunch pail mentality.
Yeah, lunch collar is a totally different thing.
It just looked easy for him last night. It looked easy for Shai last night. They got to the end of the first quarter, and Shai and who was that? I think Jay Will had 0 points, and they were up 12 points at the end of the first quarter. Shai didn't score a point in the first quarter. They were up 12. It's like, how? It's one thing if, you know, Shai, if SGA and Chet are both being SGA and Chet at their best, and they get you. That's one thing. But they weren't. SGA was just getting the ball at the free throw stripe and distributing. It's unbelievable. And then you look over at the other game that happened last night. Those are the games, Boston, that prevent anybody from having any faith in you. Now, I don't know, so that we are clear. I don't know what, if anything, the Celtics could have done last night. I don't. I don't know what they could have done last night, because if Miami is going to do like a vintage Golden State Warriors impression and knock down a billion threes in the game, I genuinely and honestly do not know how it is that you get around that. I mean, they were unbelievable. They were unbelievable. That is the Miami Heat team. Great one, that every time the playoffs start, everybody goes, Espo, Miami, watch out. They click in a different gear. No Jimmy Buckets. I thought they were cooked.
No Jimmy Butler. And Tyler Hero stepped it up.
I thought they were cooked last night without that guy. Thought they were cooked without Jimmy Buckets. And it was like they Doctor Strange swapped his consciousness with Tyler Hero's somehow. It was incredible. So we're going to talk a lot of basketball later in the day. I would like to welcome back Brad Marchand to the list of guys that I hate the most in sports. Everything that Draymond Green is in the National Basketball Association, Brad is that but worse. You know how great one over the years, when you and I are doing stuff and talking about different things on the air, every time we make up a metaphorical guy that we hate, right? It's so-and-so down in accounting, ruining the whatever. Have you noticed that my go-to nickname is always Brad? It's Brad.
Yes.
It's because of this guy. It's because of this one guy. Brad Marchand last night, who won the game for the Boston Bruins on at least three occasions, was just ripping sticks under the skates of Toronto players and just yanking the legs out from under him. And I do not understand. Brad Marchand has a superpower. And that superpower is the ability to know when zero on ice officials are looking at him. I don't know how he does it. Like, I'm going home after the show today. I'm firing up my copy of NHL 2024. I'm immediately going to play as the Bruins just so I can check Brad Marchand's awareness rating, because it's got to be 3,000 out of 100. I don't understand how in the hell this guy, for years and years and years and years, has gotten away with this crap over and over and over. And he did it again last night. I truly don't understand it. The guy's like a video game character, man. You know how like when you're playing a crime video game, GTA or whatever. You know how when you're playing a video game, Lonzo, Metal Snake series? You know how in that series,
Solid
Snake. There's this. Is that the name of the video game, or is that the character? Metal Gear Solid. You know how in that game, there's been the running joke
The game that I bought because Mark Ryan couldn't get past a certain.
Checks out.
Well, in Uncharted 3, I think it was. Or Uncharted
Checks
4.
Out.
Yeah.
You know how there's the running gag in that game for years that the protagonist, whenever he gets into trouble, can pull out a cardboard box, hide under it, and it's like the
box,
best stealth thing in the world?
It's the most stupid thing in a video game ever. Yes.
It's the biggest gimmick in like any franchise anywhere. Mario has his mushrooms, Sonic has his rings, and this guy can pull out a cardboard box, cover himself, and he can literally just walk up to bad guys and he's unnoticed.
It does work in The Office, though. You throw a cardboard box that you can hide in it. Well, we can't hide in it. There's some smaller people here who could hide in a box.
Still, man. So this is...
It might be roomy for him. Let's see if he's listening.
This is what Brad Marchand somehow does with on-ice infractions, man. Like, I don't know how he gets away with it. It's like he goes Metal Gear and pulls a cardboard box over his head and then absolutely rips penalties on both ends of the ice. And then he takes the cardboard box off and the refs are like, who? 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 Where? Penalty? On Brad? No, not Brad. The guy notorious for, you know, doing that over and over. Easily my most hated guy in sports right now. Brad, you know what the thing about Draymond is? At least the majority of Draymond stuff doesn't like impact the game except when he's spinning back fist guys in the nose. Right? Like he doesn't foul in a way that roughs up the game. Brad does. And I can't stand him, man. I can't stand him. I'm going to inevitably get the tweets later from some bros that are going to be like, Rob, you just don't understand hockey, dude. You just don't get it, man. That's just how it works. No, it's not. No, it's not, man. It's absolutely not. It's a garbage take. It is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back here in just a minute, we have 16 picks in the second half of the Rob Brown Show mock draft. We got to go 17 through 32. We're also stacked up later in the show because at 8:40, we're going to be joined by Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast. At 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by Hatin' Ass Mario Heron from the BetQL Network to check in on the NBA playoffs. And at 9:20, it's Thursday. And you know what that means. Fight Club! With the great Milanzo checking in on the worlds of boxing, MMA, and pro wrestling. That's at 9:20. It's all coming up on a very busy program. Ladies and gentlemen, when we return, the Jacksonville Jaguars are on the clock with pick 17. That's coming up next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Be cool, man. I am cool. Like Carlito, I'm so cool. The Rob Brown Show mock draft got underway yesterday. 32 selections across the first round. No trades. The reason I'm going no trades is first and foremost because I don't want to. But the reason I don't want to do trades is because I genuinely think there could be that. I think today goes one of two ways. I think that we are either going to have like no trades or we are going to have a load of trades. And there, I don't think there's in between. I don't think we're going to have like two or three. We're going to have none or we're going to have like nine in the first round. So I didn't want to deal with that and try to sit there and come up with fantasy trades for like 11 different moves around the front round. So no trades. And after the first half of the mock draft, here is how it shaped up, picks 1 through 16. The Chicago Bears selected Caleb Williams, quarterback out of Southern Cal. The Washington Commanders selected Jaden Daniels, the quarterback out of LSU. The New England Patriots at the 3 spot took Drake May, the quarterback from North Carolina. In the 4 spot, the Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr. out of Ohio State, the wide receiver. The Chargers, drafting at number 5, selected Malik Nabers, the wide receiver from LSU. The New York Giants took Washington's Rome Odunze at wide receiver. Joe Alt, the offensive lineman out of Notre Dame, the first player off the board to the Tennessee Titans at 7. At 8, the Atlanta Falcons, in a selection that Falcons fans did not love, Byron Murphy II, interior defensive lineman out of the University of Texas. At 9, the Bears back on the clock. This is a trade down spot. I think so far the trade down spots are New England at 3, Arizona at 4, Los Angeles at 5, Giants at 6, all trade down spots. Chicago Bears at number 9 is a trade down spot, but we're not doing trades. I've got them taking Jared Verse, the edge rusher out of Florida State University. At number 10, the New York Football Jets. I want you to know that I locked in my mock draft. And then yesterday, I thought about it and I thought about it and I thought about it and I thought about it. And I changed my mind. I'm already locked in for this and I can't change it now. But I want you to know I changed my mind. And it changes the next handful of picks. Lonzo, the New York Jets should take Brock Bowers at 10.
A lot of people have been saying that.
Yep. I changed my mind last night. My thought was going into this thing, you got to go offensive line. You got to keep Aaron Rodgers safe. And if you go with Olufoshanu, who they selected in my mock draft at 10, you get a big dominant left tackle who excels in pass protection. This is a good way to keep Aaron Rodgers upright. But Brock Bowers, I mean, that's it, right? Like, I sat here in the exact same hour of the show talking about how incredible Brock Bowers is, how he might be the best breakout offensive player in this draft. And he was right there to give Aaron Rodgers a legitimate threat target crossing the field either direction. I'm not going to change it. I'm already locked in. But Brock Bowers would have been the right selection there for the New York Jets at number 10. Instead, I have them taking Olufoshanu, the offensive lineman out of Pennsylvania State University. At number 11, the Minnesota Vikings selected Michael Penix Jr., the quarterback out of Washington. At number 12, the Denver Broncos, they kind of get what's left. J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. At 13, Deradus went Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. At 14, the New Orleans Saints selected Talisa Fuaga out of Oregon State, the offensive tackle. At 15, that's where Brock Bowers comes off the board, at tight end to the Indianapolis Colts. And at 16, the Seattle Seahawks selected Troy Fatanu, the offensive lineman out of Washington. And that, ladies and gentlemen, pits the number 17 pick on the clock. It belongs to the Jacksonville Jaguars. And with the 17th pick, that pick is in. With the 17th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama. Like this pick for Jacksonville, I've already been asked once, why is he so low? This is a guy that graded out for a lot of people up towards the top of the edge rush spectrum. I'm not going to tell you, because he's a speed edge rusher only. He does not have a power. I mean, I don't want to say he does not have a power edge. He's a big, strong boy for sure, but he is not a predominant balanced guy. It's not like he can run and beat you with speed or he can beat you with strength. He beats you with speed. He's got phenomenal initial quickness. If he beats a block, it's because he's faster than you. He doesn't run through you. He does not take on blocks and then shed them very well. And on top of that, and this is the thing that I think a lot of people don't see, because if you're watching highlight tapes, if you watch a highlight tape, what do you see? Highlights. You don't see regular snaps. This is why I tell people, if you want to go back and you want to really get an evaluation of a guy, go watch their tape playing FCS schools. Go watch their tape playing low-tier Power 5 schools. Don't go watch Alabama LSU when Peyton Turner's got, or when Dallas Turner, pardon me, has got it turned on. Don't go watch that tape where he's going full tilt out there. Go watch the tape where they're taking on, I don't know, Vanderbilt. Go watch the tape when they're taking on South Carolina. Go watch the tape when they're taking on, pick another bottom, Mizzou. Because those are the games where you find out if the guy really loves to win, really wants to win, or if the guy shows up when it's time for the cameras to be on him. And this guy, to some degree, kind of strikes me as the latter. He's a speed rusher, seems like a great dude, builds a lot of momentum up, and if he does, he kills you. But if a tackle gets a first step and gets the hands into the shoulder pads of Dallas Turner to where speed is negated, he does not have the strength to beat, I think, even the average offensive tackle. That's why I had him drop this far.
All right, this is a great pick, but according to the NFL and other sources, Tony Khan may not be there tonight to help make that pick.
I did see that.
And because of that, if they pick something weird, you blame the elite.
I did see that. Now that you bring it up, it did show up on my social. Fight Club, 9:20 this morning. We're going to be busy.
The NFL official dropped. Question.
Did they really?
I sent it to you.
Incredible. Incredible.
People want to know if Tony's going to show up wearing a neck brace.
That'd be hysterical, dude. If he brings kayfabe to the draft, that'd be amazing.
Need to watch the end. Shad came out there. Why you need to watch the end. When daddy comes out there.
We're going to be talking about that in Fight Club coming up at 9:20. Shane says that Dallas Turner doesn't need to be the primary pass rusher in, I quote, Saxonville.
That's a good moniker. We'll see.
That's an earned moniker, dude. That's an earned. You can't gloss yourself Saxonville.
Someone has to coin it, you know, so then you take credit for it when it happens.
It may be a little early. Eric Armstead's down there. The other Josh Allen is down there. Just the one Josh Allen.
That other Josh Allen's pretty good.
He is pretty good. Well, he had Pro Bowl last year, wasn't he? Or real close to it. All right. We got time for one more. We need to go to a break and then do it on the flip side. Great one. You tell me.
Let's go to break.
When we come back, the 18th selection in the 2024 mock draft. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to be flying through picks today because we got Rashad Beard coming up at 8:40. We got Hayton Ass Mario at 9 o'clock. We got Fight Club at 9:20. So we basically have the 6 and 7 and half of the 8 o'clock hour to run through 17 picks. So in the next hour, we'll get Cincinnati, the LA Rams, and the Pittsburgh Steelers all in the next segment of the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rolling through the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft. We went 17 with the last pick. The Jacksonville Jaguars selected Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from the University of Alabama. Remember, no trades in this draft, okay? So we move on to number 18. That is the Cincinnati Bengals. And the Bengals pick is in. With the 18th overall selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Leiatu Leitu from the University of California, Los Angeles, whose draft profile just disappeared. There it is. I found it. Yeah, I like this kid a lot. Injury concerns are the issue. As you heard in that profile, stepped away from football. He had a major neck injury that he suffered while he was at Washington. Thought he was going to be done with the game, was able to go through therapy, did make his way back to football. And once he did, very, very good player. I love him as a player. There are some concerns that I have. Not excellent pursuit angle speed. If he gets beat to the corner, the average NFL running back is going to beat him to the sideline. I'm not saying you got to outrun the running back. What I'm saying is, if a running back gets across your face, your job is to stay in the back pocket to chase him as far east-west as you can so the cavalry can arrive. And he does not have that speed.
A lot of disgruntled people in Cincinnati right now. More and more people saying they want out.
T. Higgins wants out. Yeah. Trey Hendrickson wants out. But for the record, I had this pick already made, but if Hendrickson is requesting a trade and the report came out that he is, if Trey Hendrickson is indeed requesting a trade, this now has to be your pick. This has to be your pick. You have to go with an edge rusher because you have lost the best one you had. Trey Hendrickson had 17 and a half sacks last year. You have to replace that. Leitu is probably your best chance to do it. Whoever is available at this spot, either Dallas Turner or Leitu, has to be the guy. There are some things I like about this guy a lot. He is very, very good as a quick win rusher. He fires off the football, and he's going to have a pass block beat relatively quickly, similar to Dallas Turner. There is a versatility to his pass rush that not a lot of other guys at the position have. What I mean is you can line him up inside and he can go outside and he can go inside, heads up and he can go either direction. He understands angles in the pass rush. That's hard to teach a guy. That intuition, that being able to line up and look and go, all right, my guard over there, even though I'm on the tackle, my guard over there is cheating a little bit the other side. I know if I get that quick first step, I can get off his ankle and either beat the tackle across his face or beat the guard across his face or whatever, or make him block me in that direction and open up a gap, open up a hole for a second-level pass rusher to get through. I like this guy. I'm concerned about the injury, but the talent is there to the point that I think I'd be willing to take the risk. Now, obviously, if we see Leitu drop, and he might, if we see this guy start dropping down to the bottom half of the first, you're going to know that the injury concerns became a big deal to scouts and GMs around the league. If the injury concerns aren't a big deal, this is around the spot, maybe even a little higher, I expect him to go. But if the injury concerns pop up, we can see this guy drop down the board just a little bit. Let's get another pick in here. The 19th overall selection in the 2024 NFL draft belongs to the Los Angeles Rams, and the pick is in. With the 19th selection in the 2024 Rob Brown Show mock draft, the LA Rams select Terrion Arnold, the cornerback out of the University of Alabama. Terrion Arnold, before I get to the draft profile, can I just say, great one, I'm going to miss Eli Gold. I Alabama did that guy dirty. I do not know why you let Eli Gold go. Because Eli Gold has said, I'm not leaving because I want to. He didn't say that, but he said that. They did him dirty, bro.
You either work till you retire or they retire you.
Yep. He was not ready to go. Eli Gold, I was having this conversation with Cody Decker about John Sterling this past weekend on Bet for the Cycle. John Sterling, of course, had been the play-by-play guy for the Yankees for like 60 years. And he stepped away. Allegedly, he stepped away. And he was rewarded with a TV set. Would it go Yanks?
Yeah. Whatever. Nice TV.
So Deck was like, John Sterling, man, how do you feel about John Sterling? Legend, right? And I was like, nah. Like, John Sterling held on to that kind of 50s-style radio. Aaron Judge at the dish now. Judge looking for his 14th home run of the year.
He didn't sound exactly like
see,
that.
Man.
Yeah, I did. It's just because of who he was the voice of. Probably.
It's not. It's not.
Okay.
It's all not. Right. I hate Yankees fans. I don't hate the Yankees. I just wasn't a fan. It felt like old guy who tried too hard, but he didn't have the energy to sell it. I wasn't a fan of John Sterling. Eli Gold, I was. Eli Gold was the best. Eli Gold has had a lot of impact on the way that I approach calling games. Not call him, but approach it. Loved Eli Gold. Also a phenomenal dude. I've had Eli Gold on shows many times in years gone by. He's a phenomenal guy. Eli Gold was the best, man. I can't tell you. I met Eli Gold in press boxes 5 or 6 different times over my career. Never failed to take a second to say hello, shake a hand, tell a story, whatever. Eli Gold, phenomenal dude. And I got to tell you, not that I didn't already do it, great one, but there's going to be a little bit of me that's rooting against Alabama this year because of how they did Eli Gold. Dirty. All right, Terrion Arnold, cornerback, going to the LA Rams. Another guy I like a lot based on potential, not so much technique. As a press coverage cornerback, he is the best in this draft. This is a dude I am bringing in to lock him up on ones, to put him on wide receivers, and to say, hey, I want you in that dude's jersey. I want your head sticking out of his shoulder pad head spot. I want you wearing his jersey with him. And he can play that. I'm also going to tell you, he is a phenomenally quick guy. Real quick acceleration. Not great at closing out on balls that are going to be caught. Gets a little hesitant in that moment, and that concerns me a little bit. But if you're throwing the ball anywhere around where he is, he's going to make it real, real tough for you to catch the ball. Now, I'll tell you this. If you break the press on him, if you're a wide receiver that can throw him off with the double move or can throw him off with a quick change of direction and you shake him, on the release, he gets a little indecisive. Couple of wide receivers beat him last year because they figured out, I need a quick move. He's going to be up in my grill on the press. I cannot run routes that are sustained first direction. I can't just run a 9 on Terrion Arnold. I can run a deep route, but I got to throw a quick move out of the break at him. Now, that is an advantage for Terrion Arnold. Because it means a guy like a T. Higgins, since we're talking about him a minute ago, as a guy like a T. Higgins, you can't just release. You've got to throw a move. You've got to throw a double move. You've got to throw something to shake out of his press to get to his weak spot. And what does that do? It shortens up routes. T. Higgins on a straight 40-yard 9 route is not going to reach the same spot on the field for Joe Burrow as T. Higgins, who's got to hit a double move, then go on the fly. Number two, if that is the case, it means that when T. Higgins gets by Terrion Arnold, he's in prime safety coverage spot. He's going to be in the zone where safeties don't really have to get the hips turned, face the other way, and go on the run, which is where safeties get beat on deep throws. That is the one thing that you got to be concerned. The only other thing that I'm concerned about with this guy is he does not have a great natural instinct for jump balls. He is not a ball hawk. And when you start talking about some of the receivers that we have talked about in this draft, there's a lot of jump ball guys. There's a lot of jump ball guys that, hey, I'm going to throw it up about 19 feet up in the air, and I'm going to let it be a fight. I'm going to let somebody go up and get it, and I trust my guy. Terrion Arnold isn't the guy to defend that play, which means you're going to have safety help over the top to take that away from guys. But as a physical player, I like this kid a lot, and I like this draft selection a lot. The Rams, I think, aren't going to have an issue scoring points. They just can't get into 35-32, 42-37 shootouts this year. They've got to slow down offenses. Terry and Arnold can help with that. Let's go to one more selection in this hour of the show. It is time for pick number 20. And with the 20th selection in the 2024 NFL Draft, it is the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the pick is in. With the 20th selection in the 2024 NFL Mock Draft of the Rob Brown Show, the Pittsburgh Steelers select Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, the Louisiana State University. Radically higher than this. Don't be shocked if somebody trades up for this cat. Don't be shocked if somebody before here picks this cat. Don't be shocked if somebody neglects a need to go most talented for this cat. This guy, if Malik Nabers didn't play at LSU, this guy would be the guy. If Malik Nabers didn't play there, Brian Thomas Jr. would be the guy. There's not much I don't like about him except for one major deal. The one major deal that I do not like is that if it's not designed for him, he can turn into a lazy route runner. One thing I do not like, he does rely on his speed a lot. And that makes sense because he might be, in fact, I think he measured out to be with a 4.33, the fastest wide receiver in this draft. I think he is faster than Adunze. I think he's faster than Nabers. I think he's faster than Marvin Harrison Jr. One thing that happens to a lot of players when they have a thing that stands out. We talked about this yesterday with, was it Jared Verse, I think? One thing that jumps out for me about a lot of players is that they have one, if they have one part of their game that they excel at, they start to lean on it. If they have one part of their game that they are the best at, they start to lean on it. And I think Brian Thomas Jr. does that with his speed. I think at LSU, he became a bit of a lazy route runner. Why? Because Malik Nabers was the primary. And because Malik Nabers was running the crossing routes, Brian Thomas Jr. was the guy that you said, hey, turn on the afterburners, torch that guy. If we're open, we're coming to you. And if not, you're stretching the field for Malik. That's your job. I think he's a true one wide receiver. I think he's very fast. I think he could absolutely fit into the exact same slots and spots that Malik Nabers fits into, that Justin Jefferson has fit into, that Ja'Marr Chase has fit into, kind of that role of a very healthy mix between speed and routes, but he's going to have to stop relying on the speed, and he's going to have to get better about his route running. He gets a little lazy in the cuts, and that will get you beat at the NFL. These cornerbacks, these safeties at the next level are real good. They're real good. They understand how to look at your hips and be able to know what you're doing before you do it based on just the littlest twitches in your body. And if you are a lazy route runner, you give away the game before you ever play it. And that's going to be the biggest problem for Brian Thomas Jr. at the next level, is not giving away the game. He's got the talent to be a star at the next level. My question mark is, does he have the work ethic to be at the star at the next level? Does he have the work ethic at the next level to fix the little things, to get into and out of the breaks, get into and out of the cuts? Don't let his body give him away to defensive backs before he starts making the moves he needs to make in order to get himself open. So that brings us to pick number 20. Dallas Turner to Jacksonville at 17. Cincinnati, Latu going at 18. Terry and Arnold, the cornerback from Alabama, going 19. And Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver of LSU, going at number 20. Here's how the show's working out. Next segment, we got your water cooler cheat sheet, the top three sports stories that you need to know. Then, after that, We are going to get as many of these picks in as we can in hour number two. Because in hour number three, we got two segments, then Rashad Beard at 8:40, Mario Heron, Hayden S. Mario at 9 o'clock, Fight Club at 9:20, and if we don't finish, we'll finish out the draft in the last hour. If we do, what the X is going on? There's your roadmap. We're booked, all right? But before we get to any of that, before we get to those things, the guy who is a five-star...
Wait. You forgot about something that we really need to talk about. I mean, we got a couple minutes here. We do. Did you know that Wire to Wire is live at Dave & Buster's today? Did you know? You probably should know that, but some people out there didn't know that.
What?
They should know that.
Wire to Wire with Cole Bryson and Diesel live today at Dave and Buster's in Greenville. They are on the air from 3 to 7. And your boy will be on the air with them from 5 to 7 doing draft talk with Diesel and Cole. So you get Diesel and Cole from 3 to 5. You got Diesel, Cole, and Rob from 5 to 7. And then we are all hanging out because it's NFL Christmas, baby. Draft day, round one starts at 8 p.m. tonight. So 3 to 7, Dave & Buster's, Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel. I will be there and on the air with them from 5 to 7. It's going to be a great day. Come on by.
Whatever you do, do not walk up and talk to Cole while he's talking because he's probably talking on the air. You probably don't want to do that.
I'm going to do that.
I'm curious. Who are you sitting next to?
Oh, I got to sit in the middle, right? I got to sit in the middle.
No, you can't do that.
I'm the star of that show.
That's a show. You know, you can't split the show. You're going to have to pick one side or the other. Do you go with your ex or do you go with the new guy? Who's your choice? Who are you sitting next to?
I miss him so much. All right, now that we've made it weird.
Now you're going to be distracted by the beard if you sit next to
Everybody's distracted by the beard.
That's true. But if you can be on the far side, if you can be on the other side, like next to Cole.
You think he has a polo that fits, or do you think he has a polo that says, look at me, I'm a schmedium? I'll find out. I'll report live.
Yeah, well, I mean, all I see is the beard. I don't notice anything else anymore.
3 to 7, Wire to Wire with Cole and Diesel at Dave and Buster's today. And I will be there with them from 5 to 7 talking draft on the radio. Y'all playing. I'm coming on by. Let's play some video games and get ready for the draft. You know what else you should get ready for? Lonzo to charm your pants off literally with this sports flash.
That's me, Lonzo Charming. Two games in the association last night. In game one, the Heat lit the Nets on fire, knocking down 23 three-pointers on the way to a 111-101 win over the Boston Celtics. Tyler Hero had 24, including six threes, and Caleb Martin had five of his own, scoring 21. The Celtics played only eight players, and only three of them ended in double digits. The series is now tied 1-1. The Thunder looked like the one seed last night as they dominated the eighth seed Pelicans 124-92. OKC prevented New Orleans from ever getting a rhythm offensively, limiting New Orleans to just 45% on only 73% field goal attempts. We talked about it before. Let's talk about it again. Join Wire to Wire today as Cole Bryson and Diesel broadcast live from Dave & Buster's in Greenville. Come out and hang out with the guys as they get you ready for the first round of the NFL draft, 3 to 7 this evening, Dave & Buster's.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.